Crazy Trump tweet yesterday, huh?
Yeah, Trump is something else, man.
Greatest of all time.
I mean, sure. After Reagan.
What'd you say?
I said Trump is the greatest of all time. After Reagan. Oh, hey, man. I thought tea time was at 12. It's still $100 a hole, right? I'll be right there. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta get to the greens.
You know, it's funny. I don't remember Reagan having to cross into the DMZ.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that tea time. He didn't need to because he was too busy winning the Cold War.
Did he defeat ISIS, al-Baghdadi, anyone?
How about the fall of the Berlin Wall?
Man, Reagan didn't have such a great economy. Hey, babe. Oh my God, the baby's coming right now? Are you sure? Okay, I'm on my way. Just stay calm.
Yes, great economy is impressive. Who coined the term Reaganomics?
Babe, I gotta go. Name that baby girl Trumpina. Man, who cares about Reaganomics? Trump has the lowest minority unemployment.
And impeachment and collusion and grabbing by the...
All right, everybody listen up. The building across the street is on fire. There's a car blocking the hydrant. Does anybody drive a blue Camry?
Yeah, that was me. I was leaving anyway.
Really, impeachment? Really? Don't tell me you're buying all that fake news.
People are burning alive. We gotta get out of here.
You're right.
Thanks.
There is a lot of fake news.
What?
But everybody knows it was gonna take more than two bullets to bring down Reagan.
Man, all of y'all can kiss my ass.
Guys! It's not even that serious. You're both forgetting about one crucial thing. What about Obama?
Oh, wow. Oh, this motherfucker.
Here we go again.
Don't forget about Obama.
He's not even the best Democrat of all time. JFK,
Roosevelt,
Truman,
Clinton.
What are we even talking about here? Jimmy Carter?
Oh, shit. What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hey, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
I was like, wait, what?
Oh, shit, Mr. Saul. What do you got for us today?
Sorry, Heidi. I messed you up right there on your introduction.
I was like,
All right. We're back from that little pause for the holiday. So let's get to this. This week, more impeachment. This time in the House Judiciary Committee with Mr. Humpty Dumpty himself, Jerry Nadler. No new evidence was presented, though, just more presumptions of hearsay. However, Nancy was fully convinced after all the testimony and has requested that the House draft up articles of impeachment. Yes, they're going to move forward.
She's an idiot.
Yeah. All right. Well, despite the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's acrobatic performance given by the Democrats this week, the economy continues to boom. Record numbers across the board. 266,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. Unemployment rate at the record lows, 3.5. And wages are also up. Trumponomics? Anyone?
Yeah. Can we just continue the impeachment thing for the next 4 years? Exactly. The economy will be blowing off the ceiling.
My salaries keep going down, so I don't know about Trumponomics.
Yeah, it's
going
to come up, right?
Whatever.
All right. And finally, we'll cover more examples of how the left has lost its mind.
Woo!
All right. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
Fucking hate that.
Well. Do you want to start with some headlines? Heidi, what is going on in...
what's some dumb news?
What is going on? I laughed. Like funny... Well, then some of this is dumb. You know, you brought up the numbers for the unemployment, and that was actually one of my top things was because I had seen on Twitter how they were saying the 266,000 jobs created, 54,000 new manufacturing jobs, which is freaking great, right? and then 50-year low unemployment of 3.5% and wages up 3.1% over the last year.
Should not me.
Those are great numbers, man.
Yeah, it's just freaking awesome. So that was one of my quick little headliners. I heard you say, I was like, damn it.
Sorry.
right here in our backyard in Tucson, Arizona. It's not Santa. A would-be intruder gets trapped in the chimney of a Tucson home. Thought they were going to come through, and the feet were dangling when the homeowners got there.
Get
and
the hell out of here.
Like they could see it from inside the house, the feet dangling?
Black feet,
that's awesome. How'd they get them out?
They had to cut. Talk about damage to your home, right? Fucking homeowners idiots. Insurance.
People are dumb.
Yeah. Wait. So who pays for that?
Homeowners insurance would pay for that.
So that person...
No, you make the jackass that slid down your chimney pay for it.
I'm sure you can try and go after that later on, but that's...
That's your stupid. Initial, that's crazy.
Your initial is you do it through a...
Well, he'll probably turn around and sue them because he got stuck in their chimney.
Yeah. Is there a video of this?
And if your insurance doesn't pay for it, you should be calling me. Just throwing that out there. Because my insurance will pay for it. ArizonaFamily.com has it.
Ugh.
There's not a video, just pictures of... Yeah.
Ugh. Deep dangling the, in a fire. Genius.
Of the EMTs and they had to like bring the fire ladder up over the roof to, so it was a fiasco.
Jesus.
Freaking people are idiots.
Yeah.
we had 3 tornadoes touch down here in Phoenix.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Right at.
What? Yep. Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I did not hear about this.
Yeah, right behind where? Homegirl's parents' house, right?
Cactus and 27th Street area. 28th Street,
Cactus. I was actually there the day before.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yep.
It was pretty bad. 3 of them.
They did damage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trees uprooted.
Dude, I had a tree get uprooted in front of my house. Took off three bricks on the side of the roof and all that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They came in the next morning. They chopped it all up. Yeah, I'll show you guys the hole.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
It was pretty. Yeah.
Very unusual.
And then I'm going to wrap it. You know what? We're going to have time for laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to save this headline for later because this one's definitely a funny one. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for the quick updates, Heidi, on what's been going on.
Trying to keep it cute.
Well, before we get into that, I got a quick question for you guys. I want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in America. Because we have done such a wonderful job. We have zero problems in this country now. Because the biggest controversy that I've heard in the last few days is the Peloton bike commercial.
Yes, I'm going to cover that.
Oh, okay. I just want to congratulate America. Yes. We no longer have any problems because the biggest problem in this country right now is a goddamn commercial for a fucking stationary bicycle.
Yeah,
that is our biggest problem.
Yeah, because you know.
Congratulations, America.
Honey, I want an elliptical.
We are going to move on. And basically, the topic of the week, and it's honestly been the topic of the last freaking 2-3 months, or actually since 2016, round 4 of impeachment. So the hearings have now moved over to the Judiciary Committee, and there were fireworks. So Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins had an opening statement that I'm going to play for you guys, but essentially... what he said is that impeachment didn't start with a phone call. It started with tears in Brooklyn in 2016 when an election was lost.
Yeah.
You know that bitch cried. So let me go ahead. Let me play it. Because this is...
She looked like a mutant.
She is a mutant.
Never mind. This is not a mutant. So moving on. So 4 people testified this week. Democrats had 3 law professors who were all in favor of impeachment, and Republicans were only allowed 1 witness, also a professor. However, he isn't a fan of Donald Trump and did not vote for Donald Trump. Yet he made the most compelling argument on why not to impeach a president based on feelings. He argued it will create a precedent of abuse of power by the legislative branch.
Yeah, because like if you don't agree with the person, you say, he offends me. Right. You're setting a really bad precedent.
So the guy's name, again, the Republican witness, Professor Jonathan Turley, is a Democrat, right? He didn't vote for Trump, and he believes there is not enough evidence for impeachment. He stated that all previous impeachments involved committed crimes that were already committed. This would be the first time an impeachment would occur on hearsay evidence of a potential crime, right? And this puts it in perspective. The other three, again, are liberal hacks. It's clear that Democrats aren't even trying to give the appearance or the illusion of being unbiased. So Representative Matt Gaetz, again, a Republican, in a series of questions and rebuttals, essentially demolished the Democrats' witnesses. He pointed out their involvement with anti-Trump rhetoric and exposed them for the partisan hacks that they are. And one of the witnesses, a woman by the name of Pamela Karlan, is a law professor at Stanford. This is, you guys, unbelievable. Decided that it was appropriate to make a joke of the president's son's name. President's son's name is Barron. Yeah. Barron, such as a king, right? So a king,
right? It's a position of royalty or class or whatever.
Exactly. And so she, so I'm going to play this video for you. She makes this little remark, and it's directed at Trump, but she comes across. So, you'll see how she comes across.
Yeah, so real quick. Yeah. So hold on. So I understand they're trying to push. So has the House Judiciary? This is the House Judiciary committee that. Yeah. Is deeming that they have enough evidence.
Yes, exactly. So
this is really
see.
Bad.
Technically, in the past, everything has happened in the Judiciary Committee. Nancy Pelosi did not want to do that. She took it over to Adam Schiff because she trusted Adam Schiff to be able to do it better than fucking Jerry Nadler because he's a fucking Humpty Dumpty.
But
so is Schiff.
But here's the deal.
Yeah,
you know, I'm reading it. By law, you know, the framers of the Constitution intentionally made it difficult for Congress to remove a sitting president.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts in the House of Representatives with a formal impeachment inquiry, which obviously they have. If the House Judiciary Committee finds sufficient grounds, it writes and passes articles of impeachment, right, which then goes to the House for the vote.
So the way they're getting around that, Tim, is that they did everything in the...
That's a problem. That,
exactly.
To me, right there, you can't take this serious.
They it's wrote not new followed. Rules.
Yeah, you're writing rules.
Yeah.
And the reason why you can do that is because nobody fucking knows.
Exactly.
This is... I don't care if it's a Democratic president or a Republican president. This is a bad precedent. Man, that's a lot of peace. that you're setting because, obviously... Trump doesn't win because of this impeachment shit. You have whatever fucking.
I just want you to say judiciary.
Judiciary.
Like five times really fast.
It's hard. No, it's hard for me.
Judiciary.
He says it like jujitsu.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, judiciary. Yeah, whatever.
Stop, leave him alone.
Judiciary.
Judiciary.
Judiciary. Right?
Judiciary.
But you see where I'm going.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
It's.
Yeah.
I know we already talked about it's a bad precedent, but this is scary.
Yes.
Because you're rewriting history in front of everybody's, under everybody's fucking nose. Right. And people go, yeah, just because they do not like Donald Trump.
Yep.
This is dangerous.
Right.
Very dangerous.
So I'm going to play the video.
Supreme Court need, or the people at a higher level, you know, in the legal world need to kibosh this.
Look, so
you're going against the Constitution.
Professor Jonathan Turley, who ran circles around these other witnesses, dude. Again, he's a Democrat, dude. Who doesn't like Trump? But he says this. We can't. This says bad precedents.
Yeah.
The guy again. He presents a, and I'm gonna play the video because he lays it out very beautifully. But let me start off with this dumb,
fugly looking bitch.
Jesus Christ! Listen to this lady.
Mutant.
Oh God.
God, I'm so glad I don't have to hear the ugly shit. As well.
Look at that nose.
Gonna, well, you know the one.
Seriously,
the one.
Why are all these women?
Thing?
Why are all
looks
these
like
women
a witch.
Fugly? Seriously,
it's a witch.
Why can't I hear? Oh, here we go.
Oh my Lord.
Right, let me rewind this.
Like you ever see Robin Hood
one
Men in Tights?
One example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron.
What does that have anything?
Everybody
what's
likes
that got
it.
To what? Do
so.
What does that have anything?
What
to,
is?
Thank you. Wait, okay, so hold on. So Representative Matt Gaetz destroys her, dude. So I'm gonna play.
I'm so confused why she said.
So
that.
Here's one thing that I want to say about this.
They're talking
she,
out of
probably
like
made that joke before in the comfort of her own echo chambers where no one questions her. She tried to get a cheap shot at the president, but instead looked insensitive and outright mean. And
I'm confused. So going back to her statement,
yeah,
was Trump trying to set titles on his kids?
Again,
where did this come from?
Exactly. This shows you the type of person this is. Now, I'm going to play videos of her.
That comes straight from hatred.
Yeah. So Matt Gaetz calls her out on this, and it's beautiful to watch.
Yes, Matt Gaetz.
Professor Carlin, you gave $2,000 or you gave $1,000 to Elizabeth Warren, right?
I believe so.
You gave $1,200 to Barack Obama?
I have no reason to question that.
And you gave $2,000 to Hillary Clinton?
That's correct.
Why so much more for Hillary than the other two?
Because I've been giving a lot of money to charity recently because of all of the poor people in the United States.
Well, those aren't the only folks you've been given to. Now, have you ever been on a podcast called Versus Trump?
I think I was on a live panel that the people who ran the podcast called Versus Trump.
On that, do you remember saying the following? Liberals tend to cluster more. Conservatives, especially very conservative people, tend to spread out more, perhaps because they don't even want to be around themselves. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
Do you understand how that reflects contempt on people who are conservative?
No, what I was talking about there was the natural tendency, if you put the quote in context, the natural tendency of a compactness requirement to favor a party whose voters are more spread out.
Well,
and I do not have contempt
for conservatives.
Hold on, again,
I'm very limited on time, Professor. And so I just have to say, when you talk about how liberals want to be around each other and cluster, and conservatives don't want to be around each other and so they have to spread out, it makes people, you may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country feel like, excuse me, you don't get to interrupt me on this time. Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States. So let's see if we can get into the facts. To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand.
Silence.
And let the record reflect. No personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff.
Right there. You asked a simple question. Do you have evidence?
Yeah.
And they go, no.
Personal.
Yeah. Right.
Like, fact evidence. Yeah.
Do you have anything? No. You're done. Now, how do you move to impeach something with no facts?
Yes. Because apparently the new president, Nancy Pelosi, did you see that shit on Twitter? God, oh, my God.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Is that not the way she's trying to?
Yeah, I'm gonna show a video of her losing her shit. So, right. But I'm gonna go through this. Yes, exactly. I'm going to go through this
you don't remember that?
Yes.
You don't remember her golf clap when the president was talking? That meme?
Yeah. The State of the Union. The State of the Union.
State of the Union.
And she's like,
when they were all wearing white, looking pure.
Yeah. All right. So
well taken in the ass.
Let me go down. So this lady, Pamela Carlin, she starts giving her opinion on international relations. Again, she's there to give witness to how the president committed an impeachable act. And I'm going to play.
Well,
this.
Apparently, naming your Trump Barron is now an impeachable act.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he did that before he was elected president.
Thank you.
Just because his name is Barron doesn't mean he is a Barron.
Before he even considered running for a president.
Yeah. She's like, bitch, you're a Barron.
I got to start saving these videos because fucking Twitter. And I'm going to get to this. Twitter is censoring. All of them are now censoring, dude. They deleted 30 of President Trump's campaign ads, dude. YouTube. And they don't even tell. They don't say why they deleted this. And this, they are.
Don't you give money to
they
YouTube?
Are campaign every meddling right now. Month? That is campaign. When you delete the campaign ad for a political somebody who's trying to run for office, or obviously is the president, and you delete it for no reason, bro. This is shady shit.
Sue him.
All right.
So something you can do.
So what I wanted, again, this was her giving advice. And she says, we need to arm the Ukrainians so that they fight the Russians there instead of us fighting them here. She's she's supposed to be telling us how Trump committed high crimes and misdemeanors, not give us her world politics view. She got wrecked, dude. She's not a credible witness. She's a political activist. She's biased and it's clear as day. Here I have a video here. She is saying she can't be in the same side of the street as a Trump building.
Who?
This same lady, Pamela Garland, the witness for the Democrats, says this shit.
Look at her hair. And I walked up to the hotel, and as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now the Trump Hotel, which I had to cross the street, of course.
Are you staying there?
God, no. Never. Never.
Again, this is the person that the Democrats brought on as a credible witness who can... This bitch is fucking... bias.
All right. What is she a witness of? Please, can you help me understand that?
No. She's a legal scholar, and so therefore she brings that credibility. But obviously she's not she's a Trump hater. And
but that's my problem. They're bringing witnesses on out of nowhere to have an opinion about something that they never saw, that they were never there for, that they were nothing.
Look at majority, I don't want to say majority, but look at a good amount of the people that they're targeting. It's very easy to they're trying to capture those loudmouth liberals that all they want to do is protest and oh my God, my feeling. So they're trying to go after those 18 to 25, 26 year olds that need safe places, safe spaces, and you
social
know,
justice warriors.
You know, like that one video we looked at a couple weeks ago where the girl's screaming and going, yeah, you're next to me. I'm feeling threatened because you're holding a sign next to me. Just nobody wants to stick their dick in you. That's why you're upset. Oh, wow. You know what I mean? But like when I say something like that.
He's not wrong.
Right. But like when I pass a comment like that and somebody goes, well, you're a credible witness because I think that's true and I feel the same way. No, that's not credible. That's my opinion. So when she's like, oh, well, I had to cross the street and people are like, oh yeah, me too. You really know what the problems are and Trump is a problem. No, that is you trying to reach out to those people so they support you, right? So then when you decide to run for office, because that's what all they're all doing right now, they're all lobbying through all these things. And by hating Trump and caring to this dumb indoctrination of, oh, my vagina hurts every time I fucking something comes up.
Yeah. I can't walk on the same street.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so
fine.
So,
walk in circles until you die.
No.
Who cares?
No. You know what you do? Go walk in traffic. How about that?
Yeah.
So again, all of the witnesses that the Democrats brought were in stark contrast to the witnesses that Republicans had. Because again, he was a Democrat and he's the one sounding an alarm and saying, hey, this is an abuse of power. Here is the video of him saying this.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. You're saying Article 1 gives us complete authority that when we demand information from another branch, it must be turned over or we'll impeach you in record time. Now, making that worse is that you have such a short investigation. It's a perfect storm. You set an incredibly short period, demand a huge amount of information, and when the president goes to court, you then impeach him. Now, does that track with what you've heard about impeachment? Does that track with the rule of law that we talked about? So, on obstruction, I would encourage you to think about this. In Nixon, it did go to the courts, and Nixon lost. And that was the reason Nixon resigned. He resigned a few days after the Supreme Court ruled against him in that critical case. But in that case, the court recognized there are executive privilege arguments that can be made. It didn't say, you had no right coming to us, don't darken our doorstep again. It said, we've heard your arguments, we've heard Congress's arguments, and you know what? You lose. Turn over the material to Congress. Do you know that what that did for the judiciary is it gave this body legitimacy. It wasn't the Rodino extreme position that only you decide what information can be produced. Now, recently, there are some rulings against President Trump, including a ruling involving Don McGahn. Mr. Chairman, I testified in front of you a few months ago. And if you recall, we had an exchange, and I encouraged you to bring those actions. And I said I thought you would win, and you did. And I think it was an important win for this committee, because I don't agree with President Trump's argument in that case. But that's an example of what can happen if you actually subpoena witnesses and go to court, then you have an obstruction case. Because a court issues an order, and unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. But I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
Dude. So right there.
So clear as day.
Right there. That is a very level-headed lawyer.
Yeah.
He's speaking lawyer, not political. He's speaking in law and fact.
Yeah.
And he, like he says, I was in favor of helping you out. And he's like, I didn't agree with his stance on that.
Right.
And he lost.
Right.
It went to the courts and he lost, and it was done the right way. Mm-hmm. And that there's a third branch that is supposed to handle this.
Disputes, exactly. So what they're mad about is, and what they're calling obstruction, is that Trump has claimed executive privilege on a lot of the witnesses, a lot of the stuff that they want. And it's his right. And President Trump went to the courts and the court agreed. It's your executive privilege. These guys are upset because they're calling it obstruction of justice. And Jonathan Turley is saying, there's two branches of government, guys. Three branches of government. But there's two that agree and you guys are the ones that don't. Now, if you want to impeach this president because you're calling it obstruction of justice, you are abusing your power. Now, here's one thing that I'm going to bring up about where Adam Schiff, dude, he did something, and this guy needs to be so if this goes to the Senate, he's going to be subpoenaed to show up in the Senate, and they're going to ask him about what he did, dude. This is corruption, dude. So Adam Schiff.
So real quick, yeah. I mean, so can I understand? You know, again, it's a court case at that point, right? So if you bring in Adam Schiff and Barack Obama and all these people, and you subpoena them to come to this hearing, it's about the case. If you start bringing up stuff that, oh, you said, and there's some correct, like, I understand it's trying to prove that they have skeletons in the closet, but
no.
Is that
this
relevant?
This is directly, because this is what, let me tell you what Adam Schiff did. Adam Schiff subpoenaed David Nunes. David Nunes is the ranking member of the intelligence community that was leading the hearings on the Republican side. Okay. He subpoenaed David Nunes, Rudy Giuliani, who is the president's lawyer, and John Solomon, a conservative journalist. He subpoenaed their phone records and then released them to the media. He did this before there was even an impeachment. He did this as a way to get dirt. And this is the... this is despicable, and it's scary because, again, he's using his power to intimidate his opponents and for political gain. And here's a question that I have. Why the fuck did AT&T give him those records?
Not a lawyer.
Should only
be allowed.
It's a court. Without a court order, you should not.
Right. And to
what
have
the
that,
fuck is AT&T doing?
Right. And to be able to get those records, there needs to be a court case. You can't just say, oh, I want to do that.
Bro.
And release it.
There's a subpoena process.
Right. But to get that subpoena, you have to give the judge evidence to get all this. You can't just say, oh, I'm a congressman, give me those records.
This is corruption on so many levels. Now,
Some
are saying, Democrats are saying, hey,
that might step the line for them.
Dude, so that's what they're going to call him in, and they should, because what's his name? Lindsey Graham, just because he's going to be leading this whole thing on the Senate side, he hinted at he's going to subpoena these workers. Now, some are saying that the list that AT&T provided him is just a list of calls and not necessarily the content. And they're saying that the list is not constitutionally protected.
Bullshit.
This is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. So Republicans are
fighting
back.
Suicided out of this,
and they're
I'm
going
sure.
to subpoena Adam. This is what they're going to do. They're going to subpoena Adam Schiff's all his records, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, all these motherfuckers who colluded with each other. And hey, if it's good for the, you know the
good
quote,
for the goose, good for the gander,
boom. Okay, so
he's gonna overdose on like his heart medication or something. You watch.
So after the charade of
we're
of
all
hearings,
gonna be State of the Union. Just like this.
If you guys get time, I would suggest just hearing, listening to Jonathan Turley's his side. He's very level. He's clear, man.
He's not screaming. He's not crying. He's giving facts.
But here's one thing that where I attribute people, intelligent people, who can dumb down
a complex
subject to in layman terms, because you see the other ones and you hear them and they just go on and on and rambling, like, but he speaks clearly, man, and you understand it, and I think that persuades people more. And if you listen to any part of it, just listen to his testimony. It's probably maybe like 20 or 30 minutes of it, and it's worth it, because again, he lays it out very clear. This was just a portion of that.
I mean, but that portion breaks it down, because he talked about the precedent of Nixon. Right. You know, mm-hmm. It went to the Supreme Court. They said, no, you lost. You got to turn it over. And then 2 days later, he resigned. So it did what it was supposed to do, right? And they did say, yes, you do have some executive privileges and whatnot, but so on, it wasn't enough to
– So on what he just talked here, he talked about just – because the Democrats are naming three or four things that they're going to impeach him on. One of them was obstruction of justice. This was him breaking down obstruction of justice. Right. But there's also bribery. And he breaks that one very well. And again, he says, I respect my colleagues, but I disagree with them because, again, why? This is all based on hearsay. And he says, you know, Washington would be rolling in his grave if he knew that this is the criteria that we're using to impeach a president. Washington was very opposed to even allowing for the impeachment of a president. So he breaks it down very well. Takes on the historical aspects of impeachment, all the debates that were had, dude, and again, he lays it out very well, and I don't want to, it's very long, but I want to get to this. So after the charade of the hearing in the Judiciary Committee, Nancy Pelosi holds a press conference and called on Congress to draw articles of impeachment. Now, she did something after that.
She lost her
where
mind.
She's fucking unhinged, dude. And I'm going to play this because it's funny to watch, but at the same time,
scary.
You realize that the drunk, they're drunk in power, dude.
Yeah.
And they're not even in power in that much power. But I need you to watch this. Wait, hold on. Let me show you this angle here. This is a better angle. So the guy asks her,
Do you hate the president? As she's walking away from the podium. So.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Because
I don't hate anybody.
Representative Collins, the reason I ask.
We don't hate anybody. Not anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question.
You did. And
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important
point. I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid.
First of all, what does that have to do with fucking impeachment? Right? You're talking about impeachment.
Look at her face.
Bro, she's fucking unhinged.
Of gun violence. I think he is cruel.
She paints
when
her
he
eyebrows.
Doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud.
That has nothing to do with impeachment.
I think he's in denial about the Constitution, about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Because
you
hate. I don't
hate anyone. I was raised in a way
whatever.
That was full,
liar.
A heart full of love and
you know,
always
let me ask you a question.
So, you know what?
Would you do it for $1 billion?
What? Her?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Jesus me.
It's $1 billion.
I'll let you suck on it. But so here's what I'm gonna say.
On YouTube.
She says, wait, hold on.
Everybody can watch.
Sure, why not? It's $1 billion.
Nancy, you can have my husband for $1 billion.
She could.
Heidi's mad now.
No,
Heidi.
I'm actually starting to think about how this bitch's money could be spent.
Heidi's like, I would do her for it. Okay. All right. So
I'll help for
she
two.
She says she hates nobody and takes pride in that she hates nobody.
Bullshit.
And I'm like, really? You
Bullshit.
Don't hate Hitler?
Shit.
You don't she hates I hate nobody in the world. You should hate some
Whatever.
People. Some people are worth hating. You're an idiot.
Like yourself. She should.
All right. Now, she had originally said, and this is in stark contrast to where she's at now. She originally said she would only impeach if there was clear bipartisan support.
except not, for her not, hate.
Not one Republican has hinted at saying that impeachment. They have no bipartisan support. And so clearly she lied. And
in fact, they have Democrats that are not supporting her.
Dude, look at those
on the day
eyebrows.
You became Speaker of the House in January of this year, you were asked about impeachment and you said it would, quote, have to be so clearly bipartisan in terms of acceptance of it. But as you just noted, there are no Republicans in the House who support either the impeachment inquiry.
This
and it appears
CNN.
As though none of them are going to support impeachment itself. Does this mean that you're failing to meet the standard that you set in January?
No, I'm saying the Republicans have failed to meet the standard of honoring their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
Are you willing to impeach President Trump even if there are no Republican votes in the House in favor of it?
No.
I've asked for the writing of the articles of impeachment.
On the day you became Speaker of the House.
So again, she's going back on what she said. She said there would need to be clear bipartisan support. And there isn't.
Or not.
To be honest with you, it's getting real hard, I think, for, you know, like CNBC, like NBC, AB, all these to, and even CNN. Because that was a CNN town hall.
They're done with it.
It's almost like, okay, we're obviously, because their ratings are going down and that exposed CNN shit, that Project Veritas, I think is opening the eyes to a lot of people because they got a lot of traction on that. I mean, I've been getting a lot of the follow-up emails that like I think they're getting fucked with on Twitter, you know, unverified.
They're being censored.
Yeah. So
their ads are being censored. Fucking so all the social media.
The Veritas?
Project Veritas.
Yeah. So the fact that it's now out there and everybody knows that eventually they're going to get sued. Like it's being worked on, right? And so they're trying to. So
did
they
you
have.
Money who's out? Get did you get your money out?
CNN and everybody.
ABC.
Okay. The ABC, because when they're like, wait
I
a minute.
Said I said this months ago on this podcast. The only way it's going to change is if you start suing these assholes out of existence.
But this Project Veritas, you're right. I know it's completely off topic, but it's funny. It's really good seeing at a CNN town hall. They're asking her that straight question. So this is the precedent that you set back in January when you said it needs to be bipartisan to impeach him. Well, now. She's speaking a different tune, saying, well, they aren't following their oath. No. You're clearly going against what you said. Then you said, I asked for the articles of impeachment to be drawn up.
Right.
So obviously, you're not following through with what you're saying.
Right.
So how can you support that? Because if you're like, okay, you're lying. If you didn't say that, they can support you. But they have to start reporting and be like, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this.
And Tim, they are. And because, again, they can no longer hide the truth. And so the Democrats' motivation was to impeach based on the hatred that they have for Donald Trump because he defeated them and continues to do an amazing job. So while Democrats obsess over impeachment, Donald Trump continues to deliver on promises. Hold on. Now, the news media, like you said, Tim, can't ignore the success of the economy. Trump today posted a compilation video of the news media reporting. This is all the news media who is now being forced to report this because it's undeniable that something is happening, dude.
Yeah, you can't say that 266,000 jobs weren't created. I mean, if you turn around and say, well, it's
3.5% only 5% all-time low.
You can't argue it.
Yeah.
If you say, well, these numbers are based on holiday and really in January, it's going to go down. Okay, probably he's right, but come on.
Here we go. This is Trump who posted this video.
It's Kramer, man.
Yeah.
This is the best number I've ever seen in my life.
The Labor Department just released the November jobs report.
266,000
jobs.
266,000.
266 was a blowout by all accounts.
Simply spectacular.
And it is a big number.
And a blowout.
That's a strong big number.
The economy is roaring. Its future looks great. Wages are up.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5%.
America is working.
This labor market continues to defy gravity.
A blowout jobs report. Full employment. Strong growth. Market records.
Never been more happy that I was wrong.
This thing is nowhere near over.
So how do you turn around and say this is Obama's doing?
It's not.
No, no, no. I mean, I could see maybe in 2017 there was some spillover with some.
Who is saying it's Obama that pulled this off?
The Democrats were going to
take
credit.
So, but here's the deal. I mean, it takes a year or two for things to happen, right?
Yeah, but we're over that.
It did not take a year or two.
The economy was doing good when Obama. I mean, my 401k doubled. I did
not during Obama's administration.
It did.
After Trump was elected. Every CEO in this country said, "Oh, thank God, we can spend this money that we've been hoarding for these years."
But the numbers were good. The numbers did come back.
So let's say
they're doing better now.
Let's say you're right, Tim, that the economy started turning around during Obama, and it would have kept going. Now, hold on, let me finish my thought. Now, if you remember. What they were saying was, as soon as Trump gets elected, the economy is going to crash.
Because that's what normally what happens.
Those economists, they all said
that. So normally what happens when...
I went through two layoffs during the Obama administration, his first and second term.
So normally what happens is when... And I've seen this because, you know, I've been doing this. I've been in the stock market a long time. I'm not an expert, but I follow trends, right? When a Republican usually comes in, you hit a recession. It's almost like guaranteed, like everybody sells off the stock market because under Clinton, that market boomed. Bush came in, dot bomb happened. Again, so there was a lot of things that happened under a Democrat that blew up under a Republican.
Because what we're not seeing is we're not seeing that clear picture because the Federal Reserve, during Obama, Obama had a funny money economy.
100%. I'm not denying
because the Federal Reserve was saving his ass.
It was 0%
As soon as Trump comes into office, then they start increasing. So again, how much better would it be if the Federal Reserve had not played around with it? So that's all I'm trying to say.
They had to figure out how to rebuild after that collapse of 2008, right? And they had to manipulate and do every little trick in the book, right? And yes, he goes down as looking great. But under the scene, we know there was a lot of shady shit.
Who, Obama?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fake numbers of the stock market's going up, companies were reporting good reports. A lot of people that lost their money in the recession by keep putting money into their 401k wound up doubling quicker in the rebuild. And then under Trump, it just kept going. I mean, there's no denying that.
Well, I think... I could be wrong. I'm not an economist, but basically my take on that is companies made money. They always make money. Either they make money or they go away. The problem is they weren't spending the money they were making because they were afraid.
Mm-hmm. Investing.
Is the next president going to tax us into oblivion? Right. Is the next president going to regulate us into oblivion? Mm-hmm. And when Trump got elected and he said, "No, I'm not taxing you and I'm going to remove some of these regulations," mm-hmm. there was a collective sigh of relief. And they're like, "Thank God, let's spend some of this money that we've been hoarding because we need to grow."
Right.
And that's what Trump has done.
Right. And that's why the unemployment rate is.
And they hate him for it.
And we talked about that in one of the original podcasts when we had 3,000 people on this, where we actually were talking about him cutting the regular. He was standing in front of stacks of papers and he was like, "This is what it's all down to." And it was like one stack of papers. He's like, "I just got rid of all that nonsense." Yeah,
like three reams of paper versus eight stacks of paper.
Yeah. So obviously, yes, there's a lot of positivity
now
with him, even with the tariffs, man. And the cards have been stacked against him. You know, when you look at the rates kept going up, they weren't lowering them, even though they just did. And it wasn't enough. The China tariffs. Oh, we're going to. I think China's hurting more than
oh, did you see? Yeah. Did you see his post that he put out there? Trump put out there. He's like, "Why in the hell are we giving? Oh my God, I gotta find it. They're giving somebody gave China money." Cool. So 4 hours ago, why is the World Bank loaning money to China? Yeah. Can this be possible? China has plenty of money, and if they don't, they create it. Stop. That's what he was posting.
Look, China's right now, they're taking a lot of the blow on the tariffs. They are taking, it's not affecting, people were saying, "Oh, it's going to affect the farmers here. It's going to affect a lot of the industries that are here." And it's not, they're
but you see the numbers that they're trying to say,
they got billions of people to feed. They can't be, picky about where they get their food.
Well, they're saying that he's given a $2.8 billion bailout to the farms because of all this.
Who?
Apparently the farming industry has been bailed out with $28.8 billion. I don't
here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
hey, he's taking care of the U.S. See, but not another.
I'm with you, Tim. I don't know what
that really means, right?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it to comment on that aspect. But I want to move on because we've exhausted this. We're really into this. So, and this is. I'm going to move on to a little bit something funnier. So Joe Biden, who by the way, Joe Biden, his campaign,
he's finger biting good.
His
man.
Campaign slogan is no malarkey.
What?
I'm not kidding. No, that's his slogan. Yeah. He's aiming to reach the coveted young vote, and his slogan is no malarkey.
And the young vote is supposed to know what malarkey means?
That's an old fucking kidding term, me? Dude.
I am not kidding.
Oh, that's a World War II term for crying out.
He has it on his freaking bus. So
that's 100 years old. That's a 100-year-old thing. So, anyway. Way to go, Joe.
Yeah. Well, he's about 100 years old. Hey, man, he's got great blonde legs. They love touching my blonde legs.
At a rally, he lost his malarkey and started weirdly fantasizing about kids playing with his hairy legs.
Yeah.
In full display of the audience, I'm not kidding.
The memes were fantastic.
He also reminisced on kids jumping on his lap. Now I'm going to play this for the benefit of the listeners because you don't even have to see this. You can just listen to it. Now, again, he's holding children while he's doing this, by the way, which is fucking
weird. He's creepy.
He's such a
weirdo. He really is Creepy Joe.
Wasn't he? Yeah, it's Creepy Joe Biden.
And he gets creepier by the day.
That made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad. First African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it gets hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
Listen.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair. Come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Roaches? What the
fuck? Wait a minute.
So right there, I learned about roaches with kids jumping on my leg. What does that mean?
I think Joe just had a stroke on national television.
Watch the little girl's eyes. She's like.
So here's my thing.
He's creepy.
Trump is an old. Trump is a old man like Joe Biden, mm-hmm. right? You look at Joe. Yeah.
No, they're not like each other at all.
No. Okay. Age-wise, like, but when you look
at
Trump,
he's no malarkey. So.
Right, but when you look at Trump, Trump does not look like a 74. He doesn't. He's quick-witted. Yeah. He still has his. Yeah. This guy,
fucking, gone.
He looks like he's about to keel over. His hands are shaking. You know, like when you see somebody. You know,
I noticed that.
That's gonna be our president of the United States.
Get I noticed that on Pelosi on your video for Pelosi. Like, she was like shaking when she was pointing at the.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my god, I haven't seen that since my 90-year-old grandmother.
They're trying to give her a stroke.
So she may have had one. You're right. I think Joe had a stroke now, and people clap and laughed at this. Nobody said. Go home, Joe. You're too old.
You need a nap, Joe.
Yeah,
like these Jesus. Are. I don't even think pervert. He could get. I don't no. even think he pervert. Could last in a presidency.
He's a pervert.
Now, this wasn't his only gaffe, by the way.
No, I know.
So he had another gaffe.
Vice President,
this week.
Well, please.
He had another gaffe this week.
He bit his wife's.
Oh, this is the only one.
No. I'm not even going to talk about the finger.
He's a sick fuck, man.
At another stop, he called a veteran attendee. Who challenged him on the whole, you know, all the Biden Hunter Biden bullshit?
Ugh.
He called the guy fat.
What?
He called the veteran fat for questioning him.
Yeah.
Watch.
Well, listen, was he listen. Fat? He didn't lie.
He's
fat.
Wait, listen to this.
He's losing it. Joe's losing it, homie.
Whatchamacallit couldn't fucking. He lost an election because he said. Half the population is fat and is lazy.
Oh, Romney?
Yeah. So this guy called
him. Did he call him fat and lazy?
You know, he says they have to.
Or they just didn't pay taxes, which was true, right?
He was saying.
Yeah, he said half the population is not going to vote for him because they're on tax. All right, so let me play this shit here. Hold on. I need you.
I got a question I want you to answer. We all know that Trump has been trying to get the Republican Party to has been messing around in Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid for them to come up, saying they're going to investigate. We don't know about that. He's no backbone in the way for that. But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that He had no experience in the past, did nothing. In order to get access to the public, for the president, so you're selling access to the president just like he is.
So you a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I don't. I get up and no. Let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take the 9 pieces.
Oh, my God.
No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
I didn't
one.
Say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's what I...
You don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument with you, man. Well, yeah, you do, but look, fat. Look, here's the deal.
Look,
oh
fat.
Oh my God.
He said, look.
He's like, look, fatty. And yeah. He stopped himself because yeah. He knew yeah. What
now,
he was going
to say. Oh now, his campaign, you know, they came out saying, no, he meant to say, look, facts are something, right? He was going to say facts. The problem is that that's not believable because he just told him, let's do push-ups. Let's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you know, you can't back from this. He called him fat, man.
Yeah.
And he's done.
Started to.
Let me tell you something. The
look
media
how old he is.
No, but not even that. Not even that. If that was Trump,
oh my God.
See here, you see, my thing is,
front page news,
you gotta be,
they'd be impeaching.
You gotta hold people accountable the same way. If Trump slipped and said a fat, and then, oh my God, he's against fat people, it would have been on the front page of every news. Trump calls America fat. Trump hates fat people.
Yeah.
Trump's not the skinniest guy in the world. Right. I mean, let's be real. You know
I don't know. The picture right. I saw, he was kind of sexy in his little belt with the
so,
muscles.
So a couple more things, and then I think we'll end the show because I have a few things. But two things that I really want to cover, and I mentioned one of them earlier, which is social media is now censoring Donald Trump. Now, this, you know how you said the media is now being forced to start covering a lot of this shit. Now, 60 Minutes ran this, dude, and it's fairly short. But I want you to see, homie, that social media is censoring Trump, and this is meddling in U.S. elections.
Campaign.
They are meddling.
And 60 Minutes is on NBC, correct?
Yeah. Now this is a representative from Google. I don't know what position she holds, but she's representing Google. So I'll let you watch.
President Trump has been advertising a lot on YouTube lately. Have you taken down any of President Trump's ads at all?
There are ads of President Trump that were not approved to run on Google or YouTube.
Do you have an example?
Well, they're available in our transparency report.
Kind of. Google keeps an archive of political ads, and we looked at President Trump's ads. Over 300 videos were taken down, mostly over the summer.
Dude.
But the archive doesn't detail what rules they violated. There's no transparency in the transparency report. The ads typically did run for a few days before they were taken down, and Google got paid for them. As you know, conservatives think that you discriminate against them. How do you answer that?
Well, first of all, there are lots of very successful conservatives creators on YouTube. Our systems, our algorithms, they don't have any concept of understanding, you know, what's a Democrat.
Bullshit.
What's a Republican?
Bullshit, because
and
it only affects
we do hear this criticism
lopsidedly.
From all sides.
Now, I'm done listening to it. Yeah. Now, here's one thing and that me and you, Tim, can vouch for. Because I tried to do an ad, and they said it violated their rule, but they didn't tell us what it violated. And it was a quote from Abraham Lincoln.
Obviously, he was a racist. Son
now,
of a
now
bitch.
Tim,
no,
you're making an assumption, but
right?
The thing is that
no,
they
no,
didn't let us
no,
know.
No, so that
they
was the,
tell
so
us.
That's the thing that I don't like. Is that we promoted? It was a picture that we created a meme,
mm-hmm.
Right? And it was a picture of Abraham Lincoln. It wasn't an original picture to us, right? It was something we found out.
But that's
picture,
public domain,
right?
Like pictures of
hold
presidents.
On, let me finish. So we do this. We put his quote on there. We put our logo on. We promote it. He puts money behind it to promote on Instagram to help bring people to our page. Instagram They said, nope, it's a violation of policy. But like to his point, they're not saying why. How am I supposed to know what is it, how
what should I remove?
So did you go
what
back to question it? Did you go back to
you
question
can appeal
challenge
it, but we never.
It's like,
why wouldn't you
this
appeal
was Instagram?
It?
Instagram, yeah. Which is Facebook.
Facebook is owned by Facebook. Yeah.
But they're all Instagram's owned by Facebook. It's all social media.
Right. I wanted to clarify. You guys, yeah. We were talking about Google and YouTube.
But again, it's social media determining what is to be what violates policy. You got to give me a reason why. And when people go, well, I don't have to tell you why. Bullshit. If you could tell me I can do this, do that, hire, fire, blah, 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 and I don't have to tell you shit.
I think that goes,
I need to know.
I think that goes back to Saul's comments, you know, episodes back where it's like, are you a publisher or are you a... Yeah.
Are you a provider or are you a publisher? Content provider or a publisher. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so you got to choose one or the other. And if you're one, then you can make these kind of decisions. Yeah. And if you're not, you can't.
Right. And the problem that they run into is that when they do become the arbiters of what people should see online, and then something slips, they can get sued for that shit.
And they should. And if they decide that, you know what, we're not a publisher, we are a publisher, not a content provider, then you're open to all the lawsuits for when that stuff does slip through and you're going to have to bite it or go back to just being a provider and be done with it. Right. Whatever someone puts out there, it's out there. And unless it's, you know, child porn or, you know, Nazis clubbing seals on the beaches of China or whatever, then shut the hell up.
Exactly. All right. One more thing. And then we're going to toss it to you, Heidi. Now you brought it up. America.
We've done such a great job.
I'm going to show you this video.
We've solved all of our problems.
All right, guys, you guys ready for this video? You guys ready for this video?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now,
this is such a crazy video.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time.
I want one, by the way.
First ride. I'm a little nervous, FYI, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised? I am.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace of Austin. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
Okay, so to describe this video, it's basically a husband or whatever. A husband gives his wife
Peloton.
Peloton.
But it's a
stationary bike.
To exercise.
Okay, wait a minute. It's more than a stationary bicycle for those of you who don't know.
It's pretty
this
badass.
Right. So there is a thing where you can go to a gym and you get into these. It's almost like you lock into the bike. With your shoes, you buy special shoes, it locks into the bike, and in the gym, they do high intensity,
spin classes.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the word, spin classes. And this company, geniuses that they are like, okay, we get it. Moms are freaking busy. And it's an inconvenience to drive to the gym 30 minutes and then do the class and then drive home 30 minutes. So this company comes out and they're like, hey, we got your answer, mom. We're going to give you a bike. We're going to stream live classes to the screen.
Genius.
They will know your name. Yeah. They will know you personally. They care about you. They get to know you. And guess what? You saved an hour out of your day. And as a busy mom, health. Fucking yes, because I wanted.
And they also kind of bit off of Orange Theory Orange Theory, you know, they have that internally.
And these women, and I know this, my sister-in-law is totally addicted to the Peloton, and my brother bought her this bike. So she has it. And we're synced.
Misogynist.
So, oh my gosh. So she'll send me little notes, you know? Well, she just finished a workout. It's easy. She's like,
I
got 20 minutes.
A lot of weight too.
I know. I got 20 minutes before I jump in the shower. Because the kids are doing what they've got to do, and I got 20 minutes. That's unheard of for moms with kids. This is genius.
So again, to go back, and I'm glad you described it, because now people know what kind of bike this is. Now, in the commercial, the husband gives his wife this bike as a gift.
That's awesome.
And so hold on, Jeremy, hold on.
And so hold on. So let me just finish describing it. So as the year goes on, she does a video journal of her on this thing, and then at the year anniversary, she basically shows him this video and says, you know, this changed my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, the argument that the feminists are having, or the issue that they're having, is that they're saying that this is sexist, that why do women have to have perfect bodies? Why can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's that argument.
All right. So here you are. Yeah. All you feminists out there that have that complaint, fuck you. I am so sick and tired of women crying this bullshit. Obviously, you are not moms. You are not working your asses off, raising a family, satisfying a husband, building a career, going to school. You are not that person. So please shut your damn mouth up and go away. Go away.
Right.
I wish to God, I personally don't care for the spin bike, but they have the elliptical. I love the elliptical. Are you kidding me? My husband would be so happy if I wasn't psycho because I just got worn out. I don't have time to be. I mean, seriously, it pisses me off that these women are hiding behind feminism.
Right. It's just like it's outrage culture, right? Anything that can trigger me, I'm going to complain. Now,
well, no, it's not just, it's anything that makes them look bad.
Right.
Why?
That points out there.
Wait a minute. You
show me. I would like to see what they look like. Is your hair pulled
I'm sure
up?
Are
you a
purple
fat
hair somewhere?
Are you a fat, shitty little person that is miserable with your life?
And they don't even necessarily have to be fat. They just have to be lazy. Right?
No, but the point is that's their problem.
The point is everybody wants to just have something to complain about. The fact that they're complaining about this is making us complain about them.
In the
meantime, it's capitalism. And this is not a messed up. Whatever I can look at this background of the Statue of Liberty in front of the World Trade Center, and you could probably come up with a million different reasons why that's offensive. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? I like it. It's for me. If you don't like it, you don't have to look at it. You don't even have to comment on it. Mm-hmm. Now I know you've been waiting to say, and we keep cutting you off with different things. So I know you got something good.
Because
this was a near and dear to your heart from the beginning.
Well, I think I stated my feelings earlier. Basically, thank you, America. We have solved all of our problems.
But
and this is now the biggest problem we have. Thank you, America. Yeah. You've done a great job.
You solved it.
I love you.
And
thank
I know
you.
We gotta. And I know we gotta move on. But it's amazing how they put a period commercial out there with little boys, and if a man goes, oh my God, I'm offended, you don't know what it's like about having a period, and you're not that. Well, you're saying that that's, shaming women, you're shaming men, but that's okay because we've been putting you down for millions of years. Stop. Tired of it. You can look at anything. Put it out there. It's capitalism. That's what capitalism is. You can make these commercials. If you don't like it, you don't got to buy the product. You can have an opinion about it, but to sit there and do a fucking penis fucking protest, oh, these penis parties got to go, it's like, get the fuck out of here, man. Go.
Okay, so in the meantime, all of you out there that are married, and I don't care if you're a lesbian or if you're a gay man or if you're a heterosexual couple, go buy your significant other this thing if they're interested in riding bikes.
But a guy can do it.
Hold on a minute. And put it in the house and let your significant other write it. Screw the assholes that are trying to say this is not okay because it's whatever. No, go, please, the rest of the world, go buy one of these, because guess what, they're about $3,500 with your subscription. Do it. Zero interest.
But guys,
save the gym membership, save the gas, save the
but guys, but what's crazy is guys use this too. This isn't about
females. I said men.
I mean, like the guy, like when you look at the videos, like of them streaming, a lot of the times it's guy and girl.
Both.
Spinners. It's both.
Yeah. It's like shit. Yeah. It's a workout thing. That's like looking at insanity. It's like, oh, there's Sean T in there. He's,
again,
he's ripped.
It's outrage. Anything that I can be offended by it reminds me the other night I was at Dave's and I was hanging out with some friends. And I was playing music through TouchTunes, right? And there were two girls across the bar, and they were enjoying the music that I was playing.
Not that I...
No. It was hip hop, old school. And then I tell him, I tell them, hey, you guys want to hear something? You guys want to? I'm trying to ask them if they want to hear a song. And apparently they were lesbians. And oh my God! So what the one girl looks at me and says, you guys, we're girls. And I'm
shit.
Okay, I'm done with you. Fuck you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And he probably said it just like that.
I did.
He may have even said it a little more vulgar.
Fuck you. I'm done with this fucking bitch.
Because you were,
I'm being nice to them. I'm trying to, hey, you guys want to hear, your song? We all talk like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys want to hear something? You guys. Anyways, I want to show you this one more video, and then Heidi. I'm sorry, I keep saying, but this was freaking hilarious. So somebody got Walmart, one of the Walmart announcers, to say, "Mr."
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If I may have your attention, please. Will Mr. Clinton Hill-Gepstein meet your party at the grocery entrance? Mr. Clinton Hill-Gepstein, please go to grocery entrance to meet with your party. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yeah, Mr. Clinton.
How long did it take them to find somebody?
I really want to know if she got fired.
Could have smoothly said that.
Anyways,
well, right. I hope not.
Anyway,
that was a great way to end it. I mean, fuck the.
Do you think they're from Florida?
No, Arkansas.
No, Florida.
Oh, Arkansas.
Well, let me tell you about something in Florida.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
At the Art Basel of Miami. A banana duct taped to a wall just sold for $120,000.
Wait a minute.
I was dying.
A banana duct taped to the wall.
It's exactly what you think. Yeah. It is an 8-inch strip of gray duct tape holding a banana to a white wall.
Yes. I actually have this one.
Sold it for $120,000.
I have a banana in my house on a plate.
Hold on.
That I'm really going to eat
this
tomorrow.
This was one of my headliners where I was like, oh my God, I'm going to save this.
So the question becomes...
Like this thing's gonna get this thing's gonna spoil.
Yes,
and it's gonna smell. And you're gonna have fruit flies.
Is that
right there?
120K,
dude. Can I shit in a toilet? Wait, hold on.
Yes,
I'm gonna shit in the toilet. Yes. I'm gonna shit in the toilet. Put it on a white wall and say, "Shh, a toilet full of shit on a white wall."
Yes, you can.
You
do
can
that.
Bring it home for a. I'll sell it to you for $30,000. You can have my stinky diarrhea shit all over the fucking wall.
I found
wall.
This to be freaking
And hilarious. The smell comes included.
My question is,
modern art.
Who's the fucking idiot who bought this?
Somebody that has way too much money.
I didn't see it.
That's fuck you money.
I didn't see that part of it.
That's fuck me money.
Yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to just double check and make damn sure that... The article didn't say it.
I heard it was someone in France. French idiot. Somebody.
It said it was entitled Comedian. That's what the artist called.
But you just threw away $120,000 because that banana goes bad. What are you going to keep replacing the bananas?
Yeah, right there.
You can't even sell it as an original piece.
So it was presented by a French contemporary gallery.
An Italian
this is the
did
problem,
it.
This is the problem with art. That's not art. That's not art.
Thank you.
That's not
art. It said a French collector then bought the piece.
Was purchased by a French woman. Yeah.
Yeah. A French collector then bought the piece titled Comedian for its $120,000 listed price.
And a second edition
later sold at the same price to a man from the same country. A third is now up for grabs for $150,000. Though Catalan... intends to sell it to a museum.
Well, you know what? No, sorry. This is where I have a problem with art. Okay, I'm gonna go on a fucking rant right now because you know what? That's not art. That's not art. You know what's art? You know, a nice, beautiful picture that has a scenery that actually means something. I can look at it, but oh, that makes sense. Not looking at a fucking speck on a thing and go, oh, that's abstract.
Okay,
art. No, that's fucking
excuse
stupid
me,
art.
Excuse me.
Fuck that
excuse
shit.
Me. The,
fucking.
Excuse
I know.
Me.
Maybe I'm simple minded, but when
excuse
people
me.
Go, a fucking black
let me,
paint on a
let
wall.
Let me go ahead and tell you.
Abstract.
Art is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form.
Now I'm going to fucking jerk up on a piece of paper and fucking say it's art.
Shut up. I got to finish. Or typically in a visual form such as painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. The various branches of creative activity, such as painting, music, literature, and dance. And I just want to say, when I saw this article, I was dying from when we all went to the VIG and they had the art thing and we're walking around and you guys were...
Dude, I'm a jerk off on a piece of dark construction paper hanging on a white wall and say...
Art.
I remember that night.
Yes. Fart. I mean
after,
art.
It's going to say art. Splunk.
So to expand on what Heidi said, we went to the VIG on, is it First Friday? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Where they put art kind of all over downtown.
Yeah.
So we had a few drinks at the VIG. We ended up walking down to there's an Irish place down there. I forget what it was called.
Seamus.
And
Seamus.
Seamus. Okay. And so we were talking about art the whole night. I ended up going into the bathroom, took a picture of me pissing into a urinal, sent it to Nelson and called it art.
Wait, 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 your dick wasn't in the picture.
No, just no, because then it would have been art.
Then I would have had to charge him.
That's not art.
No, he would have had to pay me.
Money would have changed hands.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, the shit, I'm sorry, man. Like,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's got, like, I don't know.
There's no standards to it anymore, right? And that's the problem with it. It's your feelings. How can you question my feelings? Yeah, if you feel that that shit is art, your feelings suck. And
But, like, when you look at it, be like, you know what he was feeling when he did that? Like, that looks like a 2-year-old went with his finger and put it on the paper. Yeah. Like, they were finger painting. Oh, he was so emotionally drained with that.
Look.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fact, uh-oh.
If I
just lost one of my ears.
Oh, it's probably. If I can replicate it.
That was your argument then.
I'm being serious.
That was your argument then. Hey, so I will say the fact that he called it comedian, the piece.
It's a joke, right?
It's a fucking joke. Yeah. But in the meantime, he just made $240,000 plus the $150,000 that's getting ready to come to
him. Who's the comedian? Do you know who the joke is on? The art community. They're out of control. I've never been a big fan of art. I've never understood art.
Yep.
I mean, I understand. Yeah, sure. That's a painting. And yes, it looks real or it doesn't look real or it's supposed to be something of something. I understand that. But to put that kind of value on it, no.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
I've never understood that.
I have one more funny one.
What is this?
I got two and this is my second.
Go ahead.
So, Tim, you want to put that down for a second? Because this one's for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Put the phone down. Jackass.
Zookeeper.
Oh, it's a zoo. Did somebody get eaten by a tiger because they fell in?
No.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Watch your ears. Zookeeper licks monkey's butt to help it poop.
Ew!
I'm sure that's why he did it.
He gave it a rip.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. In China.
Yeah. You know what? He got caught and he was like,
China, well, China asshole. China asshole.
Let us lick it. Let's lick asshole.
China man licked it. No. China monkey asshole.
You know, I'll tell you what happened, right? He got caught.
Yeah.
And then he was quick on his feet and he was like, well.
He's constipated.
No, he didn't say it like that. He didn't say it like that. He goes, wow. What monkey bot? Oh my God. We're done.
Oh, it's a tiny little monkey.
There are laws against this.
This is about the left as lost its mind. People have officially. They've been pretty out there, but now that there's social media and cameras everywhere, people are losing. this is beyond.
Is there a video of this?
No, it's just the picture. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. I just when I saw it, I was like, I'm ending this shit.
How legit is that though? Oh my!
How do you live with yourself? I would kill myself.
I need to Google it, see if that's legit. Yeah. A way to help out.
Does that work?
Asking for a friend.
Did you see the Chinese torture?
No.
The Chinese police wound up. They did an interrogation of some, a Chinese person that was like on some website talking shit about China, the government, and they put him in like a water tank, right? So he's sitting there in a water tank, fully submerged, hands. Like handcuffed and over, like, and underneath, so he can't move. So he's sitting there listening to all this in water. It's like Chinese water torture, and they had the video out there. Wow.
Well, so to answer
on his nose, he's sitting in water.
But to answer Nelson's question, as far as the whole, I have had a number of dogs that have had litters of puppies, and I've had a couple litters where one of the puppies in each litter needed extra help. Mm-hmm. So, oh my God. And we've taken in kittens. Hunter, remember? Hunter McGinnis, our orange cat.
Yeah.
He was also too young to be released from mom. And so I would have to take a warm washcloth and massage the butt to help them go to the bathroom.
Really?
Typically, when you see a mommy dog or cat and they have a new litter and they're licking them, they're licking them because the baby's body doesn't know how to release.
Right. Yeah.
And they have to help that. come along.
So this China man couldn't do that? Use a
well,
paper towel?
Well, he absolutely could have. Absolutely. But
he ran out of
here. So the part of like where they do.
In China.
But your, I mean, your question was, do they need help? They need help, but yeah. do they? No, they not do, like, no, the no, they don't need the tongue. Act.
Wait, hold on.
Tim's like, I'm constipated myself.
Yeah.
Be like, hold on, come here, guy.
So, ladies, yeah. when you hit Tim making, up making on lollipop. Instant Messenger, yeah. please remember he needs the butthole lick to help
don't
with
say
it.
That.
All right, we're going to close
I
it
do
out.
Not get.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from this show. We are going to, we'll leave you with that. Thank you all for joining us like on this episode of the Salty Show. Catch us on the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We will catch you all next time.
Bye. Guten Tag.